the conditions of approval. The property is zoned C1. The tax parcel is District 331, map 3, parcel 164. The planning office is awaiting agency approvals in response to the planning review letter.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this preliminary site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary for Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oils, CU 2030.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oils on Elm Street, conditional use number 2030 as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Wyoming Millwork Facility on Gravel Hill Road, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of 6 9,900-square-foot lumber warehouse buildings and 1 9,900-square-foot retail and supply building with site improvements to be located off Gravel Hill Road. The property is zoned HI1 Heavy Industrial District. The uses are permitted within the zoning district. There will be a large gravel area between the lumber warehouse buildings for potential storage and lumber yard. The plan complies with the required parking spaces and zoning code. The tax parcel is District 235, map 19, parcel 23. The planning office is awaiting approvals from agencies and the response to the planning review letter. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, considering Wyoming Millwork Facility on Gravel Hill Road, my motion is for approval pending pending all agency reviews and staff approval.
Final will be subject to a staff.
Final will be subject to a staff.
I second that.
Moved and seconded to approve Wyoming Millwork Facility on Gravel Hill Road as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Rehoboth Point on Route 1 preliminary site plan.
Mr. Chairman, this is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 4,293-square-foot warehouse to be located at the intersection of Route 1 and Rehoboth Avenue, extended Route 1A. Two residential structures are going to be removed to accommodate the new structure. The site received a variance to the buffer and setback requirements in 2013, and an extension for the variance was granted by the Board of Adjustment recently. Plan proposes parking within the front yard, which does require Planning Commission approval. No new driveway cuts are proposed. They're actually eliminating one entrance off Route 1. Property is zoned C1 commercial. Tax parcel number is 334, 1319, 84, and 85. Planning office is awaiting agency approvals and response to the planning review letter.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is an interesting parcel to look at, being it's the entrance to Rehoboth. It refers to a couple residential buildings there. Maybe one of them is residential. The one sort of has been used for a business for some time, a coffee shop, etc. I hate to give up those coffee rolls.
Well, looking at that, that's not moving.
I don't think that's going anywhere. I think it's going to stay.
Yeah. There's like a greenhouse that's on the very the point that's going, and then there's a small like garage apartment which is going.
I think you're done with your seats.
The sticky bun house.
Sticky bun house is still there.
The warehouses maybe are still there.
Yeah.
Because I thought I talked about removing that.
Originally, when we first saw it after the board, we looked at it a couple of years back. They were going to take all three buildings out and put all a bigger building, and they changed it to what's proposed before.
Because I'm looking at the demolition plan that was submitted to us. It shows two existing buildings to be removed.
But the sticky bun house is the existing two-story frame building on the top right.
Okay.
Whole building remains and the sticky bun coffee shop remains.
Okay, so that's that old, just that old property there on that point. Okay. Again, it, you know, when I visited the property, I was in the middle of that rainstorm, so I didn't get out and walk around.
But how did it access through the? I think it's going to come through the entrance that's there now.
Is anyone here representing this project?
No.
That can answer my questions.
This is a preliminary, Mr. Johnson.
approve it as a preliminary and have it come back.
Well, I was just concerned, you know, with how this is all going to be integrated and whether there's a need for a fire lane in there or not. So the existing entrance off of Route 1 is still there, according to that.
Yeah, but that dead ends into the back of the warehouse. I guess it would, though. It looks like, though. You could drive through around that loading zone and then around to the front, which is new pavement.
Oh, yeah, so there is fire access.
The warehouse building has the existing entrance and the existing exit, and they're one way. They go off one right back out the road with them.
And then the
proposing to expand the parking to the left of that building and between the new building, which interconnects with the driveways as they exist.
And then the Sticky Bun House has its own, and I guess it would probably all connect, maybe has its own access off of Rehoboth Avenue extended. With that shared access, yeah, that gets you into like where Long and Foster is, and there used to be a golf store there, I think.
Well, these people are going to be friendly neighbors.
Dude, I think there's a curve between the old golf store and the coffee shop.
No, there's you can get through.
Part of it there is, but you can get through. Okay. Yeah, with the shared access.
Because I drove through that way to get back out on Route 1.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you can come in front of Long and Foster through that Chubbinton and go all the way up and around too if you wanted to, I guess. It's all connected.
Hey, the surveyor earned his money on this one.
Billboards and buildings and...
Yeah.
Get it all.
Two billboards, actually.
It's all blacktop.
Which one?
I understand Mr. Johnson's concern, seeing as this is a gateway to the city and the resort area.
You're busy. And that's a bad area, I mean, traffic-wise. You know, when the light changes and people trying to get into the city of Rehoboth. And, I mean, how much are we going to throw on top of it?
It's a good thing that building's there, Mike, because, you know, you can't treat it as a shortcut. You know? I mean, people will see a building that looks like a dead end, so they won't try to cut through the property to get away from the light, at least.
And keep in mind the board, the building, where the physical building, like Lawrence has pointed out, the Board of Adjustments approved all that.
Board of Adjustments approved that building.
Approved the building.
Yes.
They approved the setbacks of the building.
And that is the site plan as it relates to the building.
Got it. Yeah. And they visited the site. Okay. Well, yeah. What options do we have when we get a site plan that we think smells?
Like Sticky Buns?
Not like Sticky Buns.
Well, typically on a site plan, you do have some options, but I would say since the Board of Adjustment has essentially approved the location of that building, minimizes your options, you know?
So then why do we even look at it? I mean, they did that to us there by Community Bank when they
typically when the board's already acted and the site plan meets criteria, we wouldn't bring it to the commission. But in this case, we felt it only appropriate that the commission see the site plan.
Just to see it. Not to act on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a commercial development, so it requires site plan approval.
It does require site plan approval.
What we would like to see is that the board refer site plan specifically to the commission so that the commission has the opportunity before the board would vote on a technical issue of the site plan, but they don't do that.
If the use changes anywhere from a warehouse to anything else, then everything changes because of the parking.
It is so tight in there that it'll never be able to be anything else other than what it is.
Don't count on that.
Unless you count the whole site.
And if if they change it, it's going to require a complete do-over. So you'll see the whole thing again.
If you take a ride down Route 9 at the industrial park, there's two churches. And they're all warehouse buildings with two approved parking spots. I guess maybe the minister and one parishioner comes.
Yeah, and an assistant.
So, what you won't see is this warehouse being converted to a
microbrewery.
Contractor's storage, which gets converted to each unit becomes something different. And the next thing you know, you got more parking than you would if you had a commercial building.
I mean, location-wise, I would say it would be like highest and best use of some. That's got to be the most expensive per square foot warehouse anywhere, you know.
I would bet that it won't be long before somebody joins hands and a bulldozer goes in there, and they'll be right back here with a different.
Would it be possible to condition approval upon any change coming back to the planning commission?
Yeah, I mean.
Change in use.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't know about you all. I'm really concerned about what are we allowing to the entrance to Rehoboth, which is supposed to be the summer capital of the world.
They propose it too? That when they came in, I remember seeing it just in the media. They proposed it as sort of a gateway, and the facade was going to be nice, sort of like it was almost like a flat iron building with a clock on it, and there was going to theoretically improve the appearance. So I give them credit that way.
They could also request architectural prior to final site plan approval.
I don't know. I mean, that gets us. Yeah.
I don't think we have the ordinance to back that up.
Yeah.
So if they just want to throw up an ugly steel building, they can do it.
Put a sticky bomb on top.
We don't think it will be, but we don't know that.
We don't know that.
I mean, I think the owner, they're pretty vested in the community, so.
I think it's a good idea that if they do make any change, it comes back to Mike. That's a good idea.
You talk about all this.
So we can include in our motion that if, in fact, there is any changes to it, we can have to come back.
Yeah. I mean, or if you want to defer it and get word out that you want somebody here, you know, if you got questions, it's up to you.
Well, you know, I have questions about whether or not there's need for a fire lane in there, because now you got all these buildings on this one lot. How are they going to be accessed? And I'm presuming they'd have to go through the fire marshal anyhow.
Yeah.
For approval before that comes back for a final.
Mm-hmm. I like it. We have no agency approvals.
We
have a DLDOT letter of no objection, but we're still waiting final approval of the driveway reconfiguration there. Plus, we need fire marshal approval.
That's fair. Sounds like a preliminary.
Yeah, you can bring it back here too.
It's going to grant preliminary. You can ask them to come back to the final.
Sure.
And suggest that they provide some additional information on how the building is going to appear.
And condition any future change of use to coming back?
Not in reason, well.
Let's see how good I am on the fly there, Mr. Chairman. Concerning Rehoboth Point, Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval as a preliminary with a final subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And as part of, I guess as on the final, we make the stipulation about coming back. There's a change.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, approving as a preliminary. And I'll leave it at that and with a sub note that they might want to have their engineer come to the final.
And just that you were requesting, I mean, this is going in minutes though, but you're just requesting information on what's going to look like.
Yes.
Yeah. That needs to be part of the motion. That needs to be part of the message, not the motion, right? Yeah.
Right, part of the message.
I'll second that one.
Moved and seconded to approve Rehoboth Point on Route 1 preliminary site plan as a preliminary with the encouragement that the applicant be here to represent the final site plan and to have information regarding the appearance of the building. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 2 preliminary site plan.
This is the preliminary site plan for phase two for the construction of additional residential homes. This phase consists of 316 residential dwelling units, consisting of single-family apartments, condominium building types. And the modified parking lots contained in the phase one and 1A projects. Planning and zoning commission previously approved the revised master plan, concept plan, for the project on November 12th, 2016. Property is zoned C1. Tax parcel number is 334-5-15206. The planning office is waiting agency approvals in response to the planning review letter that was recently sent to them.
Well, Mr. Chairman, fortunately or unfortunately, I do have a couple questions about this one, too. It makes reference to condominiums. Oh, good.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. For the record, Ring Lardner, Davis, Bonner, Fidel, 23 North Warnell Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Thank you for hanging with us, and I'll sign the note that you were here.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I appreciate that.
For billable purposes. My question has to do with the condominiums / apartments.
Yes, sir.
It talks about condominiums, but yet on the front page, it talks about apartments. It talks about 80 condominiums, and then looks like maybe 199 rental apartments. But yet, when I look at the site plan, they just talk about condos. So I wasn't sure which of the buildings might be proposed as apartments, or is that just remains to be seen?
Which plan?
I'm looking at PO3.
If it pleases the commission, we did receive comments from Mr. Brandaway, of which we have prepared a response, submitted revised plans, but those plans did not make it to the commission. However, I, as a good student, did bring copies, and if it would please the commission, I can hand these out, which would help address some of the questions, or if not, I can address the plan you have before you and explain to you that we've addressed it and the revised plan that is there. And
the revised plans came in after the packet was sent, so we did not send them out to the Planning Commission.
Well, is this a little premature then? Are the plan we're being asked to approve is not really the plan we're looking at?
There are some, I don't think there were any substantial changes.
There's some minor changes, but overall the design does not change significantly. There's some minor street widening. The design and layout of the buildings really don't change, and the numbers don't change. There were some questions about how the parking was going to be handled, and I think they're attempting to address that. Staff has not had an opportunity to review the second site plan that he's willing to hand out yet, but it is available if you'd like to hand that out.
And I think some of the comments that you have were noted in the plan review letter that they apparently have. They revised but did not get to us in time to get it back to you. So they came in after the 10 days prior to the Planning Commission meeting.
And we already had the site plan on the agenda. It was originally submitted.
Do you want to defer to give everybody a chance?
Why don't we just reschedule it? It's not going to cause you that much stress 2 weeks, right?
The only difference between an apartment and a condominium is
ownership.
The same exact unit.
Yeah, but same exact unit
is whether one is sold, one rented. That's all.
Yeah. Correct, Mr. Johnson. I mean,
that was my concern. All I saw was proposed condominium, but I didn't see anything that says.
Correct. We delineate, and we can. I can tell you which buildings are apartments and which buildings are condominiums, if that would help answer the question.
But the buildings don't change.
The buildings don't change.
It's just the form of ownership.
Right, that is correct.
Selling them as condos, you're going to run them out as rental apartments.
If you went by the zoning ordinance, the reference is multifamily structures.
So it's not even
a condo is a method of sale, and an apartment is a method of rent.
That is correct.
And it could be some buildings may contain both.
Yeah, that's true.
Another project.
But did the parking change?
The parking didn't. Clarification questions that was asked, but the parking has not changed. Street widths. The buildings did not change. It was just clarifications, questions that Mr. Johnson brought up, some of the same questions his planning staff had asked as well.
But for all intents and purposes, what I'm looking at here is what
you're going to see.
What I'm going to see.
Is what you're going to see, yes, sir.
Just some of the buildings might be, like you said, either all, the whole building might be converted to apartments or part of it.
That is correct. But at the end of the day, they're all multifamily buildings.
Because your existing buildings, 03E and 04D, are they condos or are they rental apartments? You know, the existing ones where you have the businesses on the first floor?
The ones that are built right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that are built extra tall?
I don't.
You're not sure? It's okay.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Proposed buildings are not proposed to have any commercial on the first floor.
And the existing buildings, I think, are condos. I think they're apartments.
The existing ones are a mix, but anything new and proposed is just straight out residential.
That is correct.
Yes.
So we're not going to have any more commercial on the bottoms?
No, sir.
Of those? Okay.
I think they, with the revised master plan, they did leave a portion for commercial, but what they pretty much brought in was straight out residential. So everything you should be seeing until they bring that small commercial portion back in is going to be straight out residential uses.
That is correct.
Okay.
What we saw originally with the many different concepts of the vineyards has been, we saw one plan that showed every single building had commercial in the lower level and above where the second, third, fourth floor were residential.
Right.
And in some cases, parking. But that, the economy kind of knocked that thought out and the competition took care of the rest of it probably. Now it's coming back to mostly residential.
Okay. It's just every time we see a change or something different, it's, you know, I'm just trying to put everything into perspective and just didn't see a part. So, okay, I'm good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I'll be happy to sign that note. Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning the vineyards in Nassau Valley, phase two. And then, since this is an RPC, so it has to come back to us?
No, it's not. It's a commercial site plan.
Okay. So it doesn't have to come back to us.
They can if you want, though, if you want to see what it looks like based on the changes.
Changes, yeah. Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, my motion is for preliminary site plan approval for phase two for the vineyards at Nassau Valley. And I'd like for the commission to have the matter brought back to us for final approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 2 as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Eric Henry on Mount Pleasant Road, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision to allow for the creation of a parcel of land to be located off a 50-foot easement. The 50-foot easement will utilize the existing agricultural entrance. Staff notes that the proposed parcels along the front do not require planning commission approval as they are off a DLDOT maintained road. The existing chicken house that crosses the property is to be removed and that the property line is proposed to be removed as well. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcels are map district 432, map 10, parcel 9 and parcel 9.01. And the planning office is awaiting DLDOT approval. Thank you.
So the dotted line goes away.
And
it becomes one lot.
Correct.
Nice. Okay, and that's why the chicken house has to be.
I think they were removing the chicken house anyhow, but that will help make it go away.
Because it's on.
Right. The chicken house currently crosses the property line, which is not permitted. I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but the property line is going away. The chicken house is going away, so that will clean up that issue.
Won't be a foul matter anymore.
This is why the chicken house crossed the line joke, right? Okay.
Well, is that a condition of approval?
You can make the removal of the chicken house condition of approval prior to finding final record plan, but I think it's already noted that it's to be removed.
Okay.
And actually, even if it's not removed, the removal of the property line will
force the chicken.
Well, it'll actually make the chicken house come into more compliance because it's actually on one parcel of land instead of right now it is on two parcels of land. It's an interesting one.
You got a bigger district than I realized.
Maybe it's just lightening your workload a little.
Well, we know that. It's not my area, but okay. Laura.
We're just spreading the work out. We're good.
I didn't realize you went all the way to Laura, Mr. Burton.
We've made all these name changes.
I know.
Request was to spread things out.
Okay. Let's have a motion.
I didn't realize it that far.
Mr. Chairman, considering the lands of Eric Henry on Mount Pleasant Road, my motion is for approval for a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with pending staff getting all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Eric Henry on Mount Pleasant Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Dixie Gilvin off Willow Creek Road, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the creation of one parcel of land. The proposed parcel C will be 1.2 acres, plus or minus, and the residual parcel will be parcel A, is approximately 3.818 acres. The existing parcels will have access off of Willow Creek Road that is located within the Willow Creek subdivision. The parcels are not part of the Willow Creek subdivision. A new maintenance agreement to include parcel C will need to be addressed prior to recordation of the minor subdivision. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 23, Parcel 3.01. And as it is located on a private road, approval from DLDOT is not required. Thank you.
Will the shed have to be removed?
No, the shed is on a, that's actually near an easement, so that's not an issue.
That's part of it. Getting back there.
No, the shed is 6.4 feet off of the 50-foot easement. It is not located within the easement.
Okay, so we will need a condition that the agreement between Willow Creek subdivision
has been amended to allow for the parcel C.
But we have not, we don't have that.
We do not have that yet. I do know the surveyor was in contact with the property owners and they were working on addressing that.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, considering the lands of Dixie Gilden off of Willow Creek Road, my motion is for approval with the condition that the amendment to the Willow Creek subdivision must be made prior to approval and that all agency approvals be done prior to approval and staff can have the luxury of approving that.
Second that.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement for lands of Dixie Gilden off Willow Creek, subject to receipt of the amended road maintenance agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our other business. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was conditional use number 2045 Robert and Deborah Reed, REMAX Realty Group.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, regarding this public hearing, conditional use number 2045, my motion is for deferral for further consideration by the commission.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2045, Robert and Deborah Reed, REMAX Realty Group. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item, next public hearing was change of zone number 1793, Church of God of Prophecy.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and I've given this careful consideration and I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning the change of zone number 1793 for Church of God of Prophecy, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. The moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1793, Church of God of Prophecy. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.
Attendance reflect I didn't participate.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Let the record show that the motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Smith not participating. Our next item is a change of zone number 1795, Bay Forest Club LLC, care of Latelli Communities Incorporated.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I feel as though this was a sort of housekeeping. I'd like the opportunity to craft a motion on this. So my motion concerning change of zone number 1795 is for deferral at this time.
Second.
Moved and second to defer action on change of zone number 1795, Bay Forest Club LLC, care of Natale Communities Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything to add to the good of the order?
Are we having a meeting with the county council?
March 1.
March 1st, 1:30 p.m., the West Complex. There is a meeting between the Planning Commission and County Council to have a general discussion about the comp plan and meet McCormick Taylor, who is the consultant that will be working with the county to do the comp plan.
That's at 1:30?
1:30 in the afternoon, Tuesday, March 1st.
Approximately for the meeting?
I'm hoping not more than an hour and a half, but if you have questions, it could go longer. Anybody could have questions. So.
Right. I just didn't know what the plan length was, so I could budget my time.
All right, then. Anything else? If not, stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.
Clean my dad's house.
So you're good.
They're in the playoffs.
Indeed. I'm sort of a